Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the shores of Lake Erie, Cleveland, Ohio.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great tonight. You have a great show.
Thanks.
You always do. But tonight, this one I had to finally call in on. I've had a couple incidents with eyes in the mirror. And the worst one, or the best as it turned out to be, was that I got, I was late coming out of a client's and decided to go up onto the freeway going north to Cleveland. And it was snowing. It was in February. And just snowing, but no snow on the ground, just glistening black pavement. And I was in the lane next to the median, and there was a wall there that's about 4 feet tall. And as I'm proceeding down, I suddenly see all the red lights coming on, brake lights. And as I'm looking, I see there's a Jeep lying on its side in the lane next to me, twirling around. And suddenly in the side view mirror, I see headlights coming really fast. I see a guy's coming really, you know, speeding up the highway. And suddenly we're all on black ice. And the car, my car tires are squidging, you know. And I'm thinking, uh-oh. And as he's going to shoot past me, he fishtails and catches my car in the right passenger rear wheel.
Yeah, he clips you, yeah.
He didn't flip me. He caught me and twirled me around as he was fishtailing. And suddenly I was aimed right at that wall. And I looked up in the mirror, and I see these eyes. And I said to the eyes, "This is it." And this deep male voice said, "No, it isn't." And suddenly these arms came, like ghost arms, came around, and these huge hands were on my hands on the steering wheel.
And this is happening in less than seconds, right?
Yes, yes. And suddenly my car lifts up like an airplane taking off, goes over the wall, and goes clump onto the pavement on the other side with the oncoming traffic coming toward me. But I'm still in a pocket. And right there is an exit, and the car just goes across the three lanes. Yeah, went up the exit.
Escapes all the oncoming cars.
Yes, yes. And then I'm in some place, and then I had to go down into the flats here in Cleveland, and I thought, where the heck? And the car just was going, okay? I could hear a little rattling, and I went to see a nephew in a play about 20 miles away.
You mean you kept going?
I kept going. Yeah, don't ask, because it was, because I was numb.
Wait a minute.
I was so numb. I don't know how to explain.
You went over a 4 foot wall, you said?
Yes.
Your car is, you know, the bottom of it must have been damaged somehow.
Yes, but I went to see this place. Now, normally, I'm not an idiot, okay? But
it was just
weird. I was kind of in a twilight zone.
You're in shock or something.
Yeah, something like that. And so I end up going to see this kid. And I come home, and it's snowing to be the band by now. We have a blizzard. And the next day I come out, and the sky's all blue, and the sun is shining. And I pull my car out, and I didn't have an automatic garage door opener, so I had to get out, you know.
And
I turn around, and I looked at the car, and somehow my car seemed to be kind of surreal looking. It was shimmering somehow. I don't know how to explain this. And I'm looking at the car, and I'm thinking, this car doesn't look quite right. So I called up the garage. It was a leased car. I called up and I said, "I think I have to bring my car in." So I drive there. They said, "We'll come. We'll send a tow truck." I said, "No, no, I'll drive in." I drive another 8 miles to this garage.
And
this, I pulled in.
You know, it's still snowy though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I drive in, and as I'm driving in, I hear all the guys yelling, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" And here comes the manager. He says, "Don't slam," because I'm out of the car now and I'm slamming the door.
Yeah.
This really happened. It should be in a movie. Bang. The door falls off. The bumper falls off of the back. So the whole car just
disintegrates.
Just disintegrates right in front of my eyes, and everybody's screaming. Obviously, it was a total. Nobody was very thrilled with me, you know, at that point. I was less thrilled. Now, all you can think of is, I think that whole car was getting held together.
Tell me about it. It should have fallen apart the minute you popped over that wall.
Yes, it should have, but it didn't. And it kept going, so... The thing that was so weird to me is that I've had this incident before, so I think as long as you know that there is no one in the back seat, I think that you have to assume there's someone there to protect you.
Almost all the time.
Yeah, almost all the time, unless you haven't been careful and didn't check your car before you got in.
Good point.
You know, yes, but I think we shouldn't be afraid of those. I think that's a help, and I kind of like it. And so I have yelled out in the car a couple times, "Angels, help me!" I've done that a couple times. And they do. And so, I don't know. I wanted to just share that.
That's a great story. Those are the kind of passengers you want.
Oh, yes. Do you have time for me to say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. My oldest brother was driving up from Houston to see me to spend the holidays. And he does these marathon drivings. He's a former colonel in the Air Force, and so you can't argue with him.
He just goes.
He just goes. He just drives and drives and drives. And that's a darn long drive, okay? So anyway, this time he kept getting caught in all kinds of things. Odd snows, odd crystal ice fogs, just strange things. And he called me on the cell, and he said, I have to tell you something weird. I don't know what to do. And I said, what? And his voice is shaky a little bit. And he says, well, someone is in the car with me. And I said, what? Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, no, what happened?
Yeah, he's been robbed or something.
Yes,
right?
He said, there's something that looks like a teenage boy is sitting in the passenger seat next to me here. And he said, I could see through him. And he keeps waving his arms. I said, waving his arms? He said, yes, he's pushing his hands straight out, and he's pushing, like, you know, like making a pushing motion.
Like making the car keep going or something.
Yes, and I said, I think what's happened, I said, are you in a pocket where you're all by yourself and there's cars in front and cars behind? He said, yes. I said, I think this spirit is pushing the cars ahead, so, you know, because I think you're tired, and I think it's time for you to get off the road. But he didn't. He kept on driving. But he says that unnerved him. And I said, don't unnerve it. When you see that, say a quick prayer. Say, thank you for being here. Thank you for your help. That's what I think. I don't know where that came from, but that's what
interesting,
I think.
Interesting passenger for him, too.
Yes. So I think this happens to a lot of people, and some people probably don't recognize it.
Well, we're finding out tonight it does happen to a lot of people.
Yes, it does. And that story about the lady on the elevator.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I think by now most of us, especially people who listen to your show, I think we figured out that there are multi-dimensions and multi-experiences.
I think you're right. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.